This is Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
And on today's Travel World Report,
Sucrerie de la Montagne. It's been open 23 years. It's run by a gentleman by the name of Pierre Fauché, tourism ambassador for the province of Quebec worldwide. He heads to trade shows around the world to share Quebecois hospitality and some of the traditions and culinary treats that the old-time habitant farmers put on their tables.
More than just a regular sugar shack, because there's plenty of them in the Montreal area. It involves a total experience. You walk into it like a farm. You get a little ride. It teaches you a little bit about how they make the food that they do. And their food is famous for their high quality and great taste.
Oh, just look at the menu, from pea soup, baked beans, maple glaze, smoked ham, souffle omelet, tortilla meat pies. It is a complete feast, as would be served by a French-Canadian farm family in the 19th century.
One of the things that makes a great big difference at this particular place is Pierre Fauché himself. The unique sense of humor and the blend of his presentation make it something really special this particular visit.
Pierre Fauché is the man who presents a presence everywhere on the property, with his beard and his big smile, his habitant sash. You cannot miss Pierre Fauché when you walk on site at Sucrerie de la Montagne. You can even stay on site there now, because they have cabins in a yesteryear village for $80 per person, including lodging and dinner and breakfast. So you can create your own 19th century travel experience at the Sucrerie de la Montagne, just outside of Montreal.
Join us again for another report on the Travel World Reports. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.